Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
It's our 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. It's been suggested that Jackson Merrill may have made a small misstep during his news conference earlier in the week. We'll get to that coming up in a couple of minutes. But since
he
we left,
he can literally do nothing wrong.
So. No, I don't think so either. But we had some audio from our buddy Chris Rose that we're going to play for you. Sammy was asking about our vacation this summer. And I think we did debate whether or not, shall we take the radio stuff? And it would be cool,
God,
I'm sure.
He wanted to so badly.
Well, I mean, oh, he really did.
The shows undoubtedly would be cool. We're broadcasting live from Philadelphia. We're here for the Padres Phillies. But as Sammy pointed out during our break, so we go and we're paying. It's our own vacation.
Yeah, we're paying for it.
And we're paying for it because we want to go and do this as a show.
You guys all often work on vacation?
And if we do the show, it'll be right in the whole day. It's 9 to 1 p.m.
Right.
Eastern. So then
Adam is just vomiting
just pretty much
right
the
now.
Whole day is eaten up by doing the show, and we'll miss our whole vacation then.
That's right.
And so we decided we're going to take 1 week off. It's a short week anyway because it's the 4th of July week. So
you guys are all traveling.
Everyone else is on vacation too probably that week, so we figured it's not the worst week. And we do our end of the year 2 weeks or week and a half at Christmas. We'll do 1 week in the summer, and I think that should be our kind of standard going forward.
Well, I'm taking way more than that, but yeah.
Each of us will have days off, but we'll still do the show. Like when you're in England, Paulie and I will be here.
Yeah, true.
You know, when I do my family day or two off in July, you and Paulie will be here. We'll still do the show. Paulie's going to Vegas for a week. We'll be here with probably Italian Paul.
Yep.
So, you know, it's the only time the whole year other than at the end at Christmas that we're all going to be off as a show.
I forgot to tell Paulie, if it turns out that Adam's going to be running the board while you're gone, you guys actually have to cancel your trip. I forgot to tell you there was a caveat. It's in your contract. It's very small.
I'm going to go back and reread
your contract because I put it in there. It's an amendment. It's amendment C4. That's at the very bottom of your contract. So make sure you find that before.
But just let me know. I've never been to Citizens Bank Park. You know, we want to try the cheesesteaks and the roast pork and the pretzels and do something different this summer. And we're going to try to make a fun week out of it. And then we'll have a lot of stories when we get back.
Yeah, of course. It's all content, baby.
So that'll be good.
Can't wait.
Coming up in our next segment, we actually have a guest coming up at 9:20. Big weekend up at Front Wave Arena. The San Diego Sockers are hosting the 8-team MASL playoffs starting tonight. They're going to play Empire. Their legendary captain, Craig Childs, who has reached 300 career goals in indoor soccer. He's going to be with us for a few minutes to hype up the playoffs and see if they can. I think they had a near sellout in their last game, almost 5,000 people. So they want a good crowd tonight. Sunday, if they win again, it'll be the semifinals. So we're going to talk. He's a really good guy. I was with him up on Wednesday. I did a story with him up at Front Wave Arena.
I was just going to ask if either of you guys had been up there for any
events. It's a really cool, awesome,
nothing but great things.
Like 5,000 seat arena. I mean, it's sharp in there. You'd like it. I mean, it's hard to find. You got to drive around, but once you're there, it's really sharp. So we're going to talk to Craig Childs coming up at 9:20. However, I want to play this audio for you because I didn't even think about it. We were listening to the whole press conference, and I dismissed it at the time. But Chris Rose doing what is the podcast now? He changed the name, or is it still the Rose Rotation? Or
as far as I don't know.
It's not.
It's something else.
Part of John Boy Network.
It's part of this John Boy Network. So he suggested that Jackson Merrill may have inadvertently and taken a shot at Juan Soto during his contract extension news conference. This is Chris Rosen. Who's with him?
It's Trevor Plouffe.
Plouffe. Okay.
I know there's contracts out there that are beyond absurd. They're super amounts of money, but having a relationship with a real human being and a real team like I have here, you can't just sign for $700 million and want everything to be perfect, you know?
What'd you think when you first heard that?
I don't think it was a slight at Juan Soto. I don't, because he
really
he wasn't even there when he signed his extension. He got traded from San Diego. He didn't leave San Diego, or he didn't sign away from San Diego. Do you know what I mean?
He specifically said $700 million.
Shohei signed for 700. Soto signed for 800. So he's talking about Shohei.
He signed for 765, and it's going to be 800 million.
I'm just saying. I really don't think it was a slight at anybody. I think he was having those discussions. And he kind of regurgitated some of those discussions.
I don't know, man. Soto, for the time he was there, knew he was a hired gun. He knew he wasn't going to sign an extension there. Now, when he became a free agent, is there the possibility he could have gone back to San Diego? There's that possibility. But he knew that each of his last two stops, once he got traded from Washington, San Diego and the Yankees, that he was there for a very, very short span. And Jackson Merrill made that point. He made that point that it's not all about me eventually going out and making sure that I've got this and that and the other thing. Like, I'm good being a 21-year-old center fielder, not being the star of the team, although I think he's going to be one day.
All right, so, I love Chris Rose.
I love Rosie, too. I thought he was.
Plouffe made a good point, though. Jackson Merrill was nowhere near this on the scene.
Yeah,
when Juan Soto was here.
I think the Soto and the Shohei contract certainly informed Jackson's mindset when he brought up the number $700 million. But I don't think he was. I think I agree with Trevor Plouffe. I don't think he was directly trying to take a shot at either of those guys. He was just giving an example of how much money you can get when you wait in free agency and go for $700 million. But he wanted some of the things that you can get when you sign a little bit earlier for less money. And it doesn't even mean that one way is the right way or the other way is the wrong way. It just means that what Jackson wanted was the security and the stability of being with an organization that he knew and he liked. And he knew that to do that, he was going to have to give up the potential of, maybe $700 million down the line. It's not a shot at Juan Soto. It's just simply Jackson describing what he was looking for in a contract.
But, I mean, what if it was? So what if it was? Great. Good. Fine. That's not what I want.
But no one, and Trevor makes the point, no one was bitter.
No, there was no bitterness.
Like, he was traded away. Even the Yankees fan shouldn't be bitter that he signed. Everybody knew that Juan Soto was going to go to free agency and he was going to sign the massive deal, whoever offered him the massive deal. Sure, he would be back in San Diego. If the Padres had offered $800 million, he'd be back here in San Diego. If the Yankees had offered $800 million, he'd have stayed with the Yankees. But it was the Mets who offered the biggest money. No one was under any illusion that anything else was going to happen with Juan Soto. So why be mad about it?
But I think the part that got me was you can't just sign for $700 million and expect everything, to be perfect on the team. And I when I heard it first, I went, ooh, but I don't care. That's great. It's good for the game.
I didn't necessarily draw the connection right to Soto because
I actually thought Ohtani at first.
Soto's played seven games since he signed.
I know. I really did think about Ohtani first. But if that's the case, then more power to Jackson Merrill. But I don't have a problem with it. I like it. Jackson Merrill is he's his own person. He's going to do things the way that he wants to do them. He's now set. He's good. Got a chance to cash in on another big contract before his time is done in Major League Baseball, more than likely. But I love it. I thought it was great. And listen, you
how big do you think Jackson Merrill gets as far as the face of baseball? Not just the face of the Padres, nationally. Like, when's his big deal?
Here's the thing that's going to hold Jackson Merrill back, face of baseball wise. Jackson Merrill
doesn't play for the Dodgers.
Well. True.
Does he have a dog?
Tatis is a pretty big face of baseball playing in San Diego. Jackson Merrill's more Mike Trout than Tatis.
No, I disagree.
You don't think so?
Fully.
Wants to.
He's much more like a Caucasian Tatis than
Mike Trout. Is just, hey, man, in the offseason, don't bother me. I'm hunting. I'm fishing. Jackson Merrill in the offseason is like, I'm hitting off. I'm bored. I want to play baseball. He is like... If you were going to market him, you know, he could be one of the faces.
I think so too. I've seen him already.
To Mike Trout.
He's been doing like Victus bat commercials alongside Tatis and other superstars. But like, I don't know. Can you see Jackson Merrill ever on the cover of MLB The Show?
Maybe.
Like Tatis was. I could. I really could.
Yeah. And Mike Trout was too. I mean, it's not an insult to compare someone to Mike Trout.
It kind of is.
Kind of.
But I just don't think Jackson really cares that much about the trappings.
No, I don't think he does
of
either.
Being a baseball player. Like, and I'm not saying that Tatis is all about it, but he's certainly willing to, you know, you do some more Instagram videos and stuff like that. Jackson's social media feed is selfies with him and his buddies in the offseason, and that's it.
And his home runs and stuff. He's no different.
Well, yeah,
he's
he'll post them. But, you know, Tatis has like a marketing arm goes along. As he should. I'm not casting. How did I end up somehow insulting both Jackson Merrill and Fernando Tatis Jr. in this conversation? I don't know.
Boy, I hope this doesn't get bad. Jeez, but they're going to be welcome to that clubhouse. No, he's not. Look, is Jackson Merrill flashy? Yes, he's absolutely flashy.
Well, he's got
flash. Tattoos.
He's got style.
He's got
he's got
like,
style.
100%.
Showed more swagger and flash last year in his rookie season than Mike Trout has shown in
his whole
10
career.
Years.
I know.
That's
You're absolutely.
No, that's definitely true.
He's the new generation.
But to be the face, it requires a surprising amount of off-season work that
Shohei
goes
does
into,
nothing, dude. It's given to him.
No, Shohei.
As far as
maybe
like,
not here, but I guarantee
like
you
self promotion
to
though?
Do those like the billboards that are all over Japan and they're for all kinds of products and fashion lines. He probably has to spend weeks in going into studios and shoots and you know modeling sessions with makeup artists and all right, we're going to do this 17 different ways with different lighting. And I don't necessarily see Jackson Merrill wanting to do that in the offseason.
But
and that's good.
Shohei has done one commercial here. The New Balance commercial is the one
here,
you see
not
all the
much,
time.
But
that's what I'm talking about.
In Japan, it's insane.
Well, we agree. Jackson Merrill is not going to be the face of baseball in Japan moving forward. That
could.
I think we can all agree on.
He could, but probably not happening.
It's, you know, they had the post yesterday. Somebody has been tracking how many posts Major League Baseball has made about which, you know, which team. The Dodgers far exceeding it. The Yankees number two. The Padres are actually number three.
Yeah.
In that. So that's
the biggest surprise. Not that the Dodgers had the most, right?
Right. No, that's
all right.
No.
Yankees 1-2.
Let me just revise my statement. Jackson Merrill absolutely has the potential
to be a face.
Style to be the face of baseball.
There's not just
Does
one
he have
face,
the desire
though.
To do what it takes off the diamond to do that.
Right.
When I asked, I said a face.
I think, he's one of the faces.
Ellie De La Cruz is a face. Right. Paul Skeens is a face. Yep. Fernando Tatis Jr. is a face. There's a bunch. I'm just thinking about how big does Jackson Merrill's star get?
As big as he wants.
And by the way,
honestly.
Because Jackson's so young and is establishing himself so early, when he's 27... all these other faces will be aging, washed-up stars for the most part.
Yeah.
Shohei will be, you know, 36. You know, none of those guys will be the same players. Now, other new stars will emerge, but Jackson may be just kind of by default at that point. Could be one of the biggest faces of
baseball.
How many
Jackson, like, can we get like the Jackson 5 in baseball?
Yeah. Jackson Holliday. Jackson Trio. Jackson Trio. We need Jackson, two more.
Yeah.
Create the Jackson 5.
Sure, we can make that happen.
I've seen people in the chat, they're comparing more, less Mike Trout, more Bryce Harper for Jackson Merrill. And I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
I can see that one a little
let's,
bit.
Let's change Leo DeVries' name to Jackson DeVries,
Jackson DeVries.
And Jackson Salas. And then
right.
We can have three-fifths of the Jackson 5.
Yeah, so you've amended your statement. I agree. But yeah, Maggie nails it. Merrill is embracing the city and fan base like Harper does. Yeah, you have to.
The Bryce Harper comparison's a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah. Really good one. Well done, Tier 1s.
All right, let's take time out. When we come back, as we mentioned, Craig Childs leading the San Diego Sockers, trying to win, I believe it would be their 17th championship if they can get it done, hosting the playoffs this weekend. A really good guy and really good face of indoor soccer in San Diego. He's going to join us coming up next with Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. First, I'm going to talk about SDFatLoss.com. Now that I'm working days, I see people that I haven't seen, so I'm getting new compliments from people at the TV station. Like, did you lose some weight? I go, yeah, it's been a while, actually, but I appreciate you noticing. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, summer of 2023, on the SDFatLoss.com program. And since then, I've been trying to inspire everybody else in San Diego to pick up the mantle and start losing weight. Tier 1s, you've lost thousands of pounds already. Join us in the weight loss journey. It's a simple strategy. Doctors put it together where you can eat real food. You don't have to exercise. And you can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in 60 days. Just set up your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Take advantage of the spring special. This month, $200 off still. And when you start this month, by the time summer gets here, you're going to be a new you, looking better, feeling better, less pain. And you're just going to enjoy your summer better. I promise you, I have the last couple of years. You can as well. Set it up today. No injections. No need to buy any shakes or bars or mixes. Real food, real weight loss, sustainable weight loss at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
San Diego sometimes gets a knock as a team, a town that doesn't win championships. I was at my desk yesterday talking to Wale, and we were talking about opening day and how what a scene it is down. And he goes, "Well, you've covered championship parades before." And I go, "No. No, Wale, I have not. I'm a San Diego sportscaster," because he came from Boston. Yeah. "Oh, yeah, I've covered a few of them."
Yeah, go, a few dozen.
Yeah, no. I've still never waiting. Never covered a championship parade. But if you're looking for championships in San Diego, there's always one organization that's really done it about as well as any professional sports team anywhere all time. 16-time indoor soccer champion San Diego Soccers are going for number 17. And the quest begins tonight with the MASL quarterfinal playoff matchup at Front Wave Arena in Oceanside, taking on the Empire Strikers. And we're joined right now by their longtime captain. I did a story last night, aired on Channel 10. I called him the LeBron James of indoor soccer because 40 years old, still playing the game. Craig Childs is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Craig, it is good to have you on. Good morning, and congratulations on another successful season.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we lift trophies, but we don't do parades.
No, I get it. So. We don't do either, Craig, in here. My colleague Ben did a story on you. I wanted you to rate his performance as a professional. How did that story go? I've not seen it yet.
Oh, 9.4 out of 10. Oh. He did great. He had it was a great experience.
Thank you.
Good.
I appreciate it. I thought I did a nice job on the story yesterday.
We know that you thought that.
And I asked Craig about it because, you know, you see golfers obviously play in their 40s. Baseball players, Yuli Gurriel, you can play baseball late. Basketball's tough. You know, LeBron's one of the only ones to keeping it going. Soccer, though, you're running around
so much
the
running,
entire
Craig.
Time. We gave up running. We're in our 40s. We gave up running 40 years ago.
That's right.
Craig, you're still doing it. I find that amazing. Tell everybody why you won't hang up the cleats.
You know, indoor soccer and outdoor soccer have obviously some differences and little nuances. Indoor gives me a little bit more freedom to kind of pick and choose my moments to get out there and play. So, you know, with special teams and power plays and free kicks, you know, I still have the opportunity to get out there and impact the game without having to put my body on the line like kind of some of the younger players in their primes may do. But, you know, this late in my career, the motivation that keeps me going is my family and being able to play in front of all my friends and family, you know, week in and week out and being able to compete for a championship every single year.
And that's something that the Soccers can absolutely offer. You know, every single year, you guys are in the mix. Talking to Craig Childs from the San Diego Soccers. And this will be number, if you guys win it this year, this will be number what for you? Six?
This will be seven.
Seven. Man, that is, I mean, if you quit today, that's a really solid career going for number
300
seven.
Goals. He just scored his 300th career
300
goal.
Goals is an incredible feat. The new arena, too, Front Wave, has been really successful for you guys. How cool has it been to be in there this season?
You know, it's been unbelievable. It's the next chapter in the San Diego Soccer's franchise. And, you know, we want nothing more than to bring that trophy back to San Diego, and in particular, you know, start Front Wave in Oceanside off with a bang. And the atmosphere has been great. The fan support up there has been great. Obviously, the infrastructure and the stadium is all brand new and state-of-the-art, top quality, top-of-the-line stuff. And so I'm just lucky to be playing still this, you know, at my age. And I am fortunate enough to be able to, you know, be part of the Del Mar Arena days, into the sports arena with all this history, and now helping the organization open up a new chapter in Front Wave.
So, Craig, you guys fight all season. You're in the second seed in the playoffs behind Chihuahua. But all that gets you is a single elimination game quarterfinal against a very competitive, tough team, the Empire Strikers. Some might say your closest rivals tonight. It's like the Padres and the Dodgers, except they're up in Ontario, I think, is where they play. So it's kind of a dangerous matchup tonight for you guys.
You know, we're confident. We have a really good team. We've beaten this team 6 times out of 6 this year, but you're right. A lot of the games have come to one goal. I think last time we played them, it went into overtime and we snuck it out in OT up there. And so we're not looking past Ontario. We know this is going to be a very, very challenging game for us. And in a one-off game scenario, you know, anything can happen, but we're going to focus on, you know, the weekly game plan we put together, and we're going to focus on, you know, making sure we take care of business at home and focus on ourselves.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for your time, man. How can fans get tickets for all 3 days of action out at Front Wave?
You know, I know the San Diego Soccers and Front Wave are both selling them online. They're day passes. The cool thing about this weekend, this event, is, you know, we've got teams in town from Utica, New York, Midwest, you know, Milwaukee coming into town, Kansas City coming into town. So it's a good opportunity to come see the San Diego Soccers, but it's also the best indoor soccer teams and talent in the entire country showing up to Front Wave this weekend.
Yeah, you can go to frontwavearena.com, see multiple games this weekend. And again, if the Soccers win tonight, you play again on Sunday in the semifinals. And then the final two teams will have a home-and-home to determine the champion. Craig, congratulations. Let's see if we can get title number 17 for the San Diego Soccers this postseason. Good luck to you and the team.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
Craig Childs, the captain of the San Diego Soccer's 300 career goal scorer. And, yeah, definitely, if you're a soccer fan, one of the legends of indoor soccer in the game, in the sport.
I got to get up to that arena.
It really is cool. They got good food options. I really want to try it. I got this place. It's called Tanner's Prime Burgers. Ooh. And it's a stand, but there's also a restaurant in Oceanside. And I've gone a couple of times, and the line is so long out the door, I haven't actually been able to get a burger yet at Tanner's. But you can get them at Front Wave Arena, which is one of the options that they have. They have cool clubs, like, in the corners, like, I don't know, like a Modelo club or something. And it's really, really nice space. I mean, most of the seats are right down low.
Yeah, down
but
low.
But then they have, like, some suites and some balcony seats as well. I don't think they open the balcony seats for the soccer's game, but the suites are open as well. It's a really nice, I mean, you know, anything that's really new, you just walk through and you feel like, all right, this place is pristine, really. And they put in new turf as well. It's the blue turf, like, you know, like Boise State, but a darker blue. Looks really good in there.
Yeah, from what I've seen, man, the crowds have been coming out this year. So, yeah, this is what you live for if you're an indoor soccer fan, man. It's playoff time. So tickets at frontwavearena.com.
All right, this hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by April 30th and save $100. Just go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. All right, Paulie's got the Rindle Report in what is now our penultimate segment of the day coming up next, since we've got 2 segments left to get you to Sammy's pregame show. Paulie, what do you have for us headline-wise coming up next?
Let's see. I've got an update on a story we've already talked about today.
Oh, that's
actually
always fun.
Yeah.
Quick updates on breaking news in the world of sports from Paulie Rindle.
There you go. Looking forward to it. Listen up, everybody, my friends over at EcoWater. They want to take care of you. They want you to get the EcoWater system in your home, the reverse osmosis system. You'll get bottled quality water straight from the tap. Their alkaline filters take hydration to the next level. We got the system. We love it. Soft, purified water. Total game changer. It's something that I know. As long as they're in business, we will have it in our home. They've been in business, by the way, since 1925. So I don't think they're going anywhere. You hear EcoWater all over this radio station for good reason, man. These guys are the best at what they do. It's the best water that you will ever, ever drink. Get a free in-home water test today. Also, wanted to let you know, clean water deserves clean air. EcoWater SoCal also has state-of-the-art air purification that moves 99.99% of pollutants. So now we've got the pure water, the fresh air, happy family, all thanks to EcoWater SoCal. Try the soft, light, and alkaline water now for just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338 or visit EcoWaterSoCal.com. Once again, 760-350-3338 or EcoWaterSoCal.com. Make sure to tell them Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925. It's EcoWater.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Not just Padres Cubs Day with Randy Vasquez taking on Shota Imanaga. It's also tomorrow I think is Roki Sasaki Day for the Dodgers. But the Dodgers open a series against the
Phillies
today. Yeah, it's a good series. Yamamoto against Luzardo today in the opener of their series at 3:45 this afternoon at Citizens Bank Park.
Yep, and then Roki will go tomorrow.
I mean, it doesn't matter, but there does seem to be a bit of a... what do they call it? A last longer competition, a last longer bet. Who can stay undefeated?
Yeah.
The last. And the Padres have to put their undefeated streak on the line first.
Yep.
Because they'll be done before the Dodgers even take the field today. But if the Padres do win, Dodgers have a tough matchup against a tough pitcher in a tough environment today against a Phillies team that is also, I think, what, 4-1 or 5-1 to start
playing
the season?
Good. Yep.
Playing good baseball. So Padres got through a couple of good teams in the Braves and the Guardians. The Dodgers have swept the Cubs, the Braves, and who did they play in their first series? I don't know. I can't remember.
Somebody not great, I don't think.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter. 8-0.
Yeah. They are 8-0.
Tigers.
That's right. Yeah, they beat Tarik Skubal.
Yeah, they did.
That was worth something for sure. So we'll see if both teams can keep it going today. Already at historic levels, only, what, 5 seasons ever have 2 teams started at least 7-0 or better at the same time in Major League Baseball. How long can it keep going? We will find out by the end of this afternoon. Paulie's got some headlines for us in the Rindle Report. We'll get to that after one more check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
2 stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And 1 story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, Biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
I am screaming right now based on a comment that we just got in the YouTube chat from our buddy Nick. He says, can you guys bring back Lita Loewenfisch to the broadcast? I miss him. And for those longtime tier ones that may remember, is one of the one of our worst interviews ever. Nothing against Lee personally. He's an author.
But he wanted a book out.
It's about scouting.
The only thing that I think is crazy about this story
that I booked it
wasn't me who booked the interview.
Correct.
Usually I make suggestions for interviews.
Yep.
Woods shoots them down and
correct.
We just move on.
We move on.
But in this case, it was Woods, and I was legitimately surprised when he suggested it. Really? You want to?
He was passionate.
Like an author. Okay. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say no.
So we get these emails a couple times a week from publishing houses and PR firms. Hey, so-and-so's got a new book about what it was like to work in the pits with Dale Earnhardt Jr. He's available for interviews.
That's a perfect made-up example, but it's a perfect example of what the kind of pitches we get. It is...
That's what we get.
I gotta start sharing them with you guys. They're absolutely unbelievable. What was it like to be watching the guy that carried the bag of Jack Nicklaus at the Masters in 1979?
Oh,
I mean, bro, it is insane. Oh my God. Yeah, the clubhouse attended at Augusta National from 1974. All right, man, I'm good. I don't know what.
Like some examples here.
I don't know what happened to me. But I lost my mind briefly. The book, I think, I think there was some validity to it. It was talking about scouting, basically.
And sometimes those authors are very engaging, you know, good conversationalists.
But I actually searched. I found in my emails the confirmation for the interview. I'm sure they were like, whoa, really? You guys want to? Okay. Yeah, sure. He's available anytime. yeah.
How surprised was this PR rep?
Talk about Throwback Thursday. It was 2 years ago yesterday.
Wow.
That we had him on. Actually, it would have been 2 years ago today that we had him on. But yeah, the confirmation came down.
This is the anniversary.
Baseball's Endangered Species, Inside the Craft of Scouting by Those Who Lived It.
And see, Woods, that's interesting
Woods
to me.
Woods said, we have to get this man on. See if he's available in his big book tour.
Did we save any of the audio, Paulie?
I don't. Right. I'd have to go
it
really
so
deep.
Let's just say, and no offense, Lee writes a good book. But
it was a good book.
Wasn't the most dynamic of radio guests.
Oh, my God. He didn't stop. He just didn't stop. Mm. I would rather listen to Lee Lowenfish than our show today, though. I think if I had to choose.
Today's been good.
I've had a fun
terrible.
Time.
I will listen to Lee Lowenfish.
Good show today.
Any day of the week over a Ben and Woods Friday show after a round table with no game.
The conversation we just had about Jackson Merrill at the top of the hour, I thought was really, really solid with Sammy in. This has been a good, with no game yesterday, I think this has been a really solid Friday show.
Oh, man.
Game yesterday.
Paulie's line just saved it for me, though, the Dale Earnhardt. Yeah. So
by the way, get used to this because we have six more Fridays that come after off day Thursdays in a row to start the season for the podcast.
It just can't be right.
They do not play on a Thursday until the middle of, like, late May or something. God,
yeah,
look at that schedule.
We'll typically have Mike Schilt joining us on Fridays, so we didn't have that either. So we're just, you know.
We're just winging it. God dang, that's funny, Paulie. Dale Earnhardt. This is my line of the week. It's so elite.
I mean, those are exactly the types of titles.
What was it like in the pits with Dale Earnhardt? Oh, man. Oh, that laid me out, dude. Thank you for that. I needed that so bad.
They called him the Intimidator, but you just wouldn't know unless you saw him really in the pits and that look in his eyes in the morning of a race.
Oh, man, I tell you, man, just keep kicking ass out there, Dale. Hell yeah, brother.
No one climbed through the window of their car the way Dale Earnhardt climbed through that window. I must have watched it out 300
times. Yeah. I mean, that is just,
tell you what,
it's the best line you ever had. It's incredible.
True, too. Glad I could lift your spirits there on this horrible Friday
thank you
show.
On this terrible, terrible Lee Lowenfish. We'll call it a Lowenfish.
Can't believe it was 2 years ago today.
That's
and
insane.
Then a year ago,
that's weird.
Yesterday was our first pitch.
Yeah,
at the Padres
that's right.
game.
That was fun. That was fun. That was great.
Well, going back about 2 hours and 20 minutes ago, 2 hours and 20 horrible minutes ago, we were doing Don't Do This. And we talked about Ja Morant and how on Tuesday he did the pistol fingers celebration and he was warned by the NBA, don't do this, don't do it again. Had a off day on Wednesday, and then last night hits the game winner, and of course celebrates with another gun celebration motion.
We didn't talk about this earlier. Do you think he did it accidentally because he just likes doing it, or did he
absolutely
do it on purpose because he didn't like being told not to?
It was 100. I would bet anything that he did that on purpose. It was calculated.
Didn't he say after game? He's like, I don't care.
Yeah. So we knew. The NBA was not going to be very pleased with that. It was just a matter of, will he be suspended? How big will the fine be? And we've got it. He was fined $75,000 this morning by the league, which, you know, I don't know how much that means to him as a multi-multi-millionaire, but that's bigger than most fines. I think most fines are like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. So the NBA coming down pretty hard on
Jumper. Does he do it again in his next game?
I mean, $75,000 a pop, dude.
No, I would imagine it'll go up and escalate. $150,000 next time.
Yeah, the league calls the gesture inappropriate and says that Morant was previously warned by the league office that this gesture could be interpreted in a negative light. He did it again, second time this week. He was suspended twice 2 years ago for actual gun, you know, the videos and everything. So now he's just kind of making a mockery of the NBA.
He's just
kind of
flaunting his, you know, he's just being a rebel. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's funny. Sorry.
absolutely believe it was on purpose, though.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Kind of a slow day yesterday in sports, but, you know, we used to watch and actually talk about on the show all the time, Hard Knocks. I've watched a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we're desperate.
I've watched a little bit over the last few seasons. I do like the in-season episodes that
they
do now.
Never watched one yet.
They're a little, I think they're better than the preseason. Because the preseason, I mean,
they did the Giants, was it?
Yeah, I think so. They've done the Giants. Like, the preseason ones were good, and you got to, like, get attached to some of these stories.
You've seen one, you've seen them all pretty much for the preseason.
If you didn't watch it, like, the next, like, the day that it aired, the guy could have been cut by the time you actually watch that episode. But there's always been a pretty hard set of criteria for what teams can be eligible to be on Hard Knocks, because I don't think the teams particularly like it, but the NFL does have they have an agreement. NFL Films, HBO Max, like, they have to do it if chosen to do so. But it was always like, if you have a first-year head coach, you don't have to do it. If you were in the playoffs last year, you don't have to do that. Well, the NFL has expanded their criteria of who's available, so it's expanding the pool of possible teams starting this upcoming offseason, or in, you know, spring or training camp and the in season. Like, over 20 teams are now eligible. It used to be like five or six.
It was only by the time they got all through all the exceptions, you were only left with five or six teams. The problem is that they tended to be the same teams over and over again.
And the Browns every other
year.
And
one of the exceptions is then you don't have to do it again. So I think they were going to have, like, no teams eligible.
Yeah,
so
if you've done it in the last 5 years, you don't have to do it again. So they have expanded their criteria a little bit. It says the new eligibility rules only will prohibit teams that have a first-year head coach or a team that is in a division that has already been picked to be featured in the next two seasons.
Okay.
So if they know, like, hey, not this year, but next year, the Arizona Cardinals are going to be on Hard Knocks, then the Rams, the 49ers, and the Seahawks, they would be ineligible.
Got it.
But they are opening it up to get more than just, like, three, four, five, or six possible teams. They're going to try to expand it, get a little bit more star power.
Yeah, Dominic said the in-season one this year was for the AFC North, which is pretty cool.
I did watch a little bit of that. And I don't know if that was that Hard Knocks, or that was just a...
Was that something else?
I don't know if that was something else.
There's a Netflix
series.
They all do start to run together now. Every streaming platform.
So no first-year head coaches, because I'd be interested in watching Pete Carroll do his thing with the Raiders.
Yeah.
They just signed Geno Smith to a two-year contract extension. Seems insane, $75 million for Geno Smith, but, man, that's what quarterbacks
get
nowadays. So I guess... turn over the keys to the franchise to Geno and Pete Carroll this year in Las Vegas.
Still haven't decided if I'm going all in yet.
On your Raiders fandom?
Yeah, it was fleeting. As most things are with me, but it's fleeting.
I never really believed.
You didn't?
Going all in on the Raiders?
Once I didn't buy a hat when I was in Las Vegas, I thought maybe I'm not all in.
Well, I do like Geno Smith.
I got made fun of a lot for saying that maybe I'll just pick a crappy team. They're close, you know. On my time zone, I can watch them. But people made fun of me a lot. But who am I going to root for?
I just, until San Diego, if they were ever to get a team back, then I'd be in. I'm just going to watch Red Zone. I'm happy
with Red
Zone. Someone
in our chat this morning had mentioned there's a story. USA Today. So the Cincinnati Bengals say they could be on the move if the team doesn't get their lease renewed at Paycor Stadium.
Now, I would never wish that upon another city.
And they brought up five possibilities of where the Bengals could move, and on the list, San Diego.
No.
I don't think this is more than a speculative list.
But the Bengals would be awesome, dude. Burrow would be, come on.
T. Higgins.
San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Salt Lake City, Orlando.
Yes. 100%. San Antonio over here? Give me a break. Give me a break. This town can support it.
Yes, they can. Where are they going to play?
I don't know. Figure it out. Snapdragon for a while.
Pretty small.
For a while.
NFL team.
For a while. For a small. The Chargers played in Carson for a couple of years.
True.
Like, figure it out.
Yeah. If you were going to build a stadium, you could definitely. I would take the Bengals. I would.
In a New York minute, you take the Bengals here, Ben. Be so fun.
All right, and then finally, gentlemen, we are, I believe, 3 weeks.
You know, I don't want to steal someone else's team.
I said that too, but I, you know,
a good fan base.
Okay, well, listen. So were the Chargers. Yeah,
well, I guess so. It's the way of the world. All right. Sorry.
I don't know. Does the NFL ever expand beyond 32 teams?
I don't know.
Adam Paul says Montgomery Field is always. We could see the new stadium if they built it at Montgomery Field from our studio right here.
That'd be great.
All right. Finally, this Sunday, we will be 3 weeks away from Easter Sunday, I believe.
Yes.
Easter egg hunts and decorating and all that fun stuff for the children. But the New York Times is predicting that because of the price of eggs just skyrocketing over the last few months, that people are actually turning to Easter potatoes to paint those and dye those and decorate those instead. You get like small potatoes.
Like small potatoes?
Yeah, little new potatoes.
Yeah.
You peel them first?
No,
you
just paint them.
You just paint them on just as is.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do the big giant
baked
item.
Potato. Big, yeah.
Baked.
All right, by the way, kids, you're looking for the big giant potatoes in the yard.
Potatoes USA is a marketing group. They've been trying to make this a thing for like years.
Yeah, of course they have. but a potato marketer, by the way? What do you do? I work for potato marketing. I'm a marketing. For what? For who?
I'm the CEO of Potatoes USA.
Yeah. Yeah, I do I do all the marketing for, you know, potatoes. Really?
I mean,
yeah. Just trying to market potatoes.
I mean, I guess all these products, you know, I mean,
they still
milk.
Have like
Got Milk was a real campaign, and it wasn't for like a milk company.
No,
it wasn't for like
milk
Knudsen or you know it was just for milk.
Yeah,
they just wanted
cotton,
people to drink
the fabric of our lives,
the touch, the feel of cotton.
That's right,
the fabric of our lives. So potatoes are potatoes.
How do you decide? Oh, I guess they did it for beef. It's what's for dinner.
That's for dinner.
Just
beef.
Beef. How do you figure out what deserves its own marketing?
Water. Of course, you can still have the plastic eggs and put some candy or whatever.
Yes,
there
that's
the
what
kids.
I was thinking was probably the more logical.
But I definitely dyed economics. You know, dyed eggs as a
kid. The PAS, P-A-A-S, little box of little tablets that would
create the dye. The little wire that would never hold the egg, ever.
Or there'd always be a line in the dye, like you'd see the white egg.
And you never have the patience to let it sit there long enough to really get a good color, so it'd just kind of be a very faded,
just paint some potatoes
color.
Look. There's times where I consider myself an excellent father. And then there are times when I consider myself a giant deadbeat turd. It's things like that where I'm like, I'm checking out. Dad, let's dye eggs. I'm like, let me
pumpkins.
Know. Let me know. I'll do a tiny bit, Polly, of the smell, the cleanup. All of that.
Hannah's, what else do we got? We got the Easter eggs.
Easter
we got
eggs.
The pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Gingerbread houses.
No, we don't do that in our house.
Okay.
But Hannah's so good at it, and she actually likes to do it.
And we're both deviled eggs fans. Oh, I've never had a deviled potato. But
I haven't either, but I would try it.
I mean, Matt, you can make mashed potatoes instead of deviled eggs, I guess.
How do you guys celebrate Memorial Day?
Not like you
huge
do.
Huge party. Bottle service. Just like
where's
you.
Where's my invite been?
Right. No, it's the thing every year where I kind of dread because the kids, they really, you know, I like to do the hunts and stuff. I like to hide the eggs and, you know, I'll participate in that. But the dyeing and the carving of the pumpkin is where I just.
Carving the pumpkin's even worse.
It's worse. It
I
is worse.
So. I'd rather paint
the
eggs.
Scooping
than
out
carve
of the
pumpkin.
Innards of the pumpkin.
It reeks, dude. It
I hate
reeks.
That smell. Hate that smell.
I did like baking the seeds, though. Did you guys ever do that?
Hannah does that, and they're delicious.
So
pumpkin
good.
Seeds, yeah. I don't. I
you can also just go to the 7-Eleven and buy a bag of salted ones already.
Well, we're out of here. Actually,
no,
no,
we're not.
No, we're not.
All right, I have no idea. What are we doing in our
we'll figure it out.
Segment? I guess we'll surprise
I've only
everybody.
Got 12 segments on our rundown. What the hell
coming
are we
up.
To do?
Surprise segment coming up next before Sammy's pregame show. More Ben and Woods, hour number 5, next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Hour number 5 of Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We could go all day. So much content, so much happening in the world of sports and beyond. 97.3 The Fan, I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, again. That's Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, again. Morning, Benjamin.
Starting to feel not quite as friendly in the fifth hour here.
Good afternoon. Yeah, not Ben Lively anymore. Ben Brown. He's Ben Brown in here. What was the one you said, Ben?
Lethargic.
I'm joined by Paul Reindel and Ben Lethargic.
Ben Sleepy. Ben Lively
sleepy,
and Ben
I am,
Sleepy.
I hit
well,
the wall.
This is the first week that I've switched my schedule. So
yes.
Usually We get through the show on Friday, and I can zonk out the rest of the day.
Right.
It's like, you know, and then my weekend is underway, but not today.
No.
Going to do one more day of work at Channel 10, because I started on Sunday,
right.
But then the switch of the schedule, so now I'm Monday to Friday. So, but then tonight, I'm off for the weekend.
Carlos says, you guys have been spending a lot of time together. Yeah, it's starting the show.
Too much.
It is. Too much time together.
We had all the shows this week. Show on Saturday last week.
All the opening day stuff. Yeah.
Live broadcasts. It's been a lot.
It's been a lot. Yeah. Kind of tired of you guys, too. I get it.
Roundtable.
I get to spend a doubleheader with Woodsy on Sunday.
That's true. Paulie and I will spend an entire Sunday playing baseball.
Brandon's got a good idea. He says, I think we need Ben's likes during the last segment.
It has been a while
since
we...
Flubs, likes, and... Flubs again.
Well, I was actually thinking we got about like 14 minutes left of the Ben and Woods experience today. And if only there was a song that you could play for the entirety of the break.
I don't have any songs that are 14 minutes. We do have one song that's actually 16 minutes and 54 seconds.
So we bleed a little bit over if we had to.
Yeah. Well, Bob Dylan.
President Kennedy was a right line. Good day to be living and a good day to die. It led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb.
I can't do it.
I can do it.
I can't do
so
it.
So I wasn't here the day you played this.
I can't do it.
Of course we do. We know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car.
That's got to be one of the worst lyrics of all time.
Oh, hey, Azul 2020. You're right, buddy. No SDFC talk today. I actually had it in my notes to get to it. The hype is not over. I can't. I'm planning on watching the game tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm fired up. I will say this. The preview of the game is you're going to get less coverage on the preview of a game than you will on the after the game happens. So
tell
I'm
us what kind of offense
that.
The Seattle Sounders run.
Actually, SDFC is actually favored in this game, which is I don't know if that I'm surprised or not, but they're playing really, really good soccer.
Yeah, Seattle's gotten off to a slow start this year, and everyone seems very impressed. The soccer cognizanti with how San Diego FC plays their games, the style that Mike Ivaris has implemented.
It's a lot like Mike Schilt's style.
Yeah,
very
it
aggressive.
Is. It is. They're both attractive.
Yeah, of course.
Attractive forms of the game. Attractive baseball, attractive soccer that San Diego FC plays. So, you know, I think they have a new player. They signed Milan Alaski, who's an Escondido native and going to come back and join the team. He spoke yesterday and talked about how many ticket requests and everything, family and friends. I don't know if he's going to play, start, or how much time he's going to get, but you got a new player on the team. They're off to a 3-1-2 start, so 3 wins, 1 loss, 2 ties.
Draws, which is
11 points in the standings. They're currently third in the Western Conference, and they can get 3 more points at home. That's a 14 points. That's a
pretty solid,
start on potential track to make the playoffs in their first season.
I'm excited, man. I mean, I'm really, really excited. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening right now, you do not need the MLS season pass to watch this week's game, says Carlos.
I have it
because I spent the $79. But if you're listening right now and you want to give it a shot, we were talking about it in the dugout last week about how some of the guys on the team are getting into it a little bit more as well. I said, I'm frankly surprised at myself of how into it I am. But yeah, man, after a day tomorrow of, you know, watching the Padres and doing whatever else we have to do around the house, throwing on the SDFC game at 7:30 is going to be a very solid end to the day.
And, you know, they got Chucky Lozano back at the end of the game
last week.
Does that mean he'll be back in the starting lineup again? I guess we'll find out tomorrow night with what they decide. But, yeah, 7:30 kickoff at Snapdragon Stadium as they try to keep the early roll going.
All right, now back to Bob Dylan, A Murder Most Foul.
Is that what it's called? Because I wasn't here the day you played it. I remember distinctly being in the car taking... I was going to Disneyland that day.
That's right.
We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll put it in your face.
We played the whole thing.
And we did call Ben midway through.
You called me midway through.
Made it like 7 minutes.
Because I was very uncomfortable, as everyone was, trying to listen to the entire song, which is, you said, was ad-libbed, essentially.
I believe that's what I read.
By Bob Dylan.
That he just kind of winged it.
I got the description here on Apple Music. In March 2020, during the height of a global pandemic, Bob Dylan surprise released a 17-minute song story about a world-stopping historical event two generations prior, the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yep.
Timing could not have been deliberate. Yeah, it's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, most Bob Dylan songs are some of the worst things I've ever heard.
When
he's singing.
The singing is... I tried to watch.
Has anyone watched A Complete Unknown, the movie? Yeah.
Yeah, I tried. It's not them. It's
Timothy Chalamet?
It's not them. It's me. It's me. I can't... I tried it 3 nights in a row. Fell asleep every single time. And I don't know... I'll watch a lot of movies where I don't... Like, Selena. I friggin' love Selena. I love that movie. I wasn't a big fan Selena's music. Yeah, I mean, I loved them. It was a great movie. Right? It was sad,
I think I just saw 30-year anniversary. It was just a few days ago.
She's that lady's up for parole or something soon.
Killer. It was, yeah.
So I was never a Selena fan, but I watched the movie and I liked it. I'm not the world's biggest Bob Dylan fan. But I tried to watch that movie and was like, I don't get it.
The world's biggest Bob Dylan fan? Not specifically, but what kind of person likes Bob Dylan?
I mean, I respect Bob Dylan.
Great songwriter.
Because you're supposed to.
He's a great songwriter. He's a great songwriter. The Hurricane, Knocking on Heaven's Door. I mean, these are brilliant. Ladies are brilliant songs. The whole Blonde on Blonde album, those are great songs. They just don't sound good in my ear when he sings it. Right?
Yes.
This is my point.
Rainy Day Woman number whatever
35 is a great song.
It's not a great song.
Yeah, it is.
It is not.
Everybody Must Get Stoned, it's great.
It's repetitive and...
Are you Ben Higgins and you're criticizing the songwriting of Bob Dylan?
Yeah. It's not for me, obviously.
Mm.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And I hear that song and it drives me insane.
Rainy Day Woman? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's probably not for you. Blood on the Tracks. Yeah. He's great. He's a great songwriter, but I'm not going to get in my car today and listen to Blowing in the Wind.
Everybody Must Get Stoned.
Save that.
They'll
add that
stone
to the
you in
you. Add that to the Ben Weed category. Loose cannabis and all of the other. We have to call a dispensary soon, Paulie, ASAP with all
Adam
of these
says,
drugs.
Ben, your favorite songs are repetitive. I can't deny that. I don't know why I don't like that one or really anything Bob Dylan in particular.
He's
stay off the damn weed.
Is it something that you just have to say if you like music? Oh yeah, I love Bob.
I feel like you're going for the cred by going, yeah, I really know music. I love Bob Dylan, and you have to be really erudite music listener to like Bob Dylan, because for the normal person like me, he's totally unapproachable. I don't get it. I don't understand it, and maybe I'm the problem. I'm a music heathen. I know I am.
Yeah. S.C. Jelly says, my son is 19 and loves Bob Dylan. There you go. I mean, different strokes for Anthony. I love music. I hate Dylan. I did try to watch the movie. I wasn't really sure of the where we were going with it. You know,
Timothy Chalamet does. I'm sure he does a great job. If I'm not interested in the subject, I'm not going to watch.
All right, but see, I felt that way about Selena, and I loved the movie Selena, but I don't listen to Selena's music. But I thought it was a really good movie.
A good movie makes you interested about its subject.
It's a good point.
Even if you weren't interested particularly going in.
Yeah.
Makes you care about the characters and the people.
Right.
The kid from The Bear, did he already do Bruce Springsteen, or is he about to?
Me do Bruce Springsteen.
Again, probably going to be great at it. I don't need 3 hours of a Bruce Springsteen biopic.
I'll probably watch that one too, and I'll probably fall asleep in that one.
Unless they do a really good job and make you care about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Then again, I guess when I was younger, I was like a teenager when Ray came out.
Yeah,
and
same,
I knew Ray Charles' music, but I wasn't like a big fan. Right. I wasn't, you know, on the bus to middle school listening to any Ray Charles. But I watched that movie, and it was one of the best biopics I've ever seen.
It's incredible.
I don't like Springsteen really either at all, except for I'm on Fire.
Yeah, because it's a perverts, and you're a giant pervert.
Do you love that one?
Yeah, I know you do, because it's very...
Little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone?
The only Springsteen song I like. I don't even like Dancing in the Dark.
I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
It's the one I like.
Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? It's so effing creepy, Ben. It's so perverted.
I do like creepy songs.
Yeah. Father Figure. I'm on fire. All the perv songs. You should be investigated if you like I'm on fire by Bruce Springsteen. That's
my name is Luca.
My name is Luca. Very creepy song. God, you are such a deviant. Such a deviant. I knew you were going to say I'm on fire. It is, it's like one of the, it makes my skin crawl when I hear it. Does he do to you the things that I won't do?
What the hell?
It's so weird. I like Nebraska. That's a good Bruce Springsteen album. It's like more country-tinged, acoustic. But it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all. David J. says, you got to bring on Craig Calcaterra to discuss the Dylan phenomenon.
Is he pro or con?
My guess is that he's pro.
Maybe.
Maybe. He's also very contrarian.
Contrarian.
Yeah, so he may be anti. Anyway, Padres are playing in about an hour. That's almost it for us.
We're getting close.
Getting close.
Everybody must get stoned.
It's better than I remember.
You play that with loose cannabis.
Everybody must get stoned.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. No, Willie, still no updates on the safe. I don't know when it's scheduled. They are going to open it, and I will let everybody know when the safe at my grandparents' house gets opened and what is or is not in the safe.
Thank you.
Loose cannabis?
Thank you so much for that latest edition in extra time.
Everybody must get stoned.
I feel like there should be an extra time exemption. You can't take drops.
Oh, absolutely.
Out of a segment that is not even in our show.
100%.
Technically, this is Braden's show right now.
That's extra time, dude. A goal scored in extra time is still a goal.
Pretty sure he would be talking about the same thing if he was here.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. He would be talking about Bob Dylan. Well, thank you, everybody, for a great week. Mm-hmm. Very, very fun. No, it was not slowed down, Nick.
No.
That was as he didn't touch it. He just clipped it.
Everybody must get stoned.
What, did I not get it right? I got
you
it pretty it. Much right.
No, you absolutely nailed it. It's just so good. So good. Padres on in an hour.
Oh my gosh. Everybody must get stoned.
That is slowed down. 10, 9, 8, 7.
That was great.
6, 5.
It's more like another minute.
Oh, there's no way.
I thought you hit the music in 10 seconds.
I said 14 something. 10, 14 something.
Dying here.
Made my day.
Dying here. The fifth
made my day.
The fifth hour is the hardest hour.
Wait till we do our 28-hour show. You're really going to enjoy that.
Oh, wow.
I also have this from Ben. We've just added, Ben's got multiple top seeds in the 2026 Tournament of Drops.
Manny is well endowed.
Oh, my God. What a day.
That's actually about his rump, not his groin. Loose cannabis?
It's fine.
Agree 100% with Scott Boris.
You know, he always gets mad when we take things out of context. That's not actually
out of context. None of those were out of context. None of those. Not a single one of those.
Not out of context. Those were actually accurate.
Oh, that's great. Have a good week.
Is that the show over? I thought the show was over right now.
There's the music.
Oh, there's your damn music.
All right. Everybody have a really good weekend. We will come back Monday, wrap up the series against the Cubs. Padres will be heading to Sacramento. Take on the Athletics on Monday. Sam Levitt is standing by with your EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show. For executive producer Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Friday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.